Hey, hi, hello. I think it's time to do some English Alpine stories again. Of course, it's quite a long time. I talked to you last time. Quite a few weeks went into the year, and I'm right on my way. I'm now down in Meran, which is quite in the north of Italy, in South Tyrol, and that was quite a cold hike down here the last weeks. It was very, very cold on the north side of the Alps, and as well on the south side, and now it's getting better and better. So yesterday and today it's really spring weather, summer weather. It has 25 degrees Celsius, the sun is shining, it's quite nice to walk now. But maybe let's go back a little bit, and I'd like to tell you what happened all the time between. So I started in Wildhaus. So what I did is two weekends I made some way, and also some training and some tests with all the stuff, with all the material, if it works or not, what's to change, what's to optimize. And those 4 or 5 days I made the way up to Wildhaus. So that's about 50-60 kilometers of way where I live. So you see, the distance I did in a day was about 10-15 kilometers. I think, oh yeah, in all it's maybe a little bit more. I did 50 kilometers in, what was it, 3 days or so, around 50 kilometers. So it's 80, it's about 10-15 kilometers a day, which is maybe 7 to 10 miles. That's not far, but if you wonder why I breathe, I'm walking, I'm still walking, I'm still recording when I walk, and walk slowly, and now it's, the way is going uphill, so I a little bit have to breathe now. About the kilometers a day, that's because I have a backpack which is about 20-25 kilograms in weight, and that's about 40 to 50 pounds, and that's not easy to carry all the stuff around the world and around the Central European Alps. And that's also what makes it a little bit slow. So what I've started is, sometimes I'm doing some ping pong walk. I call it ping pong walk. So that's just I look for a base or bases, base camp. And actually now I have my base camp on a camping in Meran. And what I do is I walk with a little bit lighter backpack. It's still about 10-15 kilograms, because I don't want to make it too easy for me. I want to make it a little bit easier, but not too easy. So I still want to have a little bit of carry, a little bit of fright carry around. That keeps me, how it's called, keeps me active, something like that. That doesn't make me too lazy. So yeah, what I do is I walk a day, then I take the bus and the train back to the base camp, and next day I start from where I ended last day and do another few kilometers, and this way I get about 15 to 20 k's a day. That's not bad.